And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, and going through that consent agenda. Got about halfway through it, not quite. But.
Another, I think, a project a lot of folks have been waiting for is at the Riley County Senior Service Center. It's a project to redo the kitchen there, complete overhaul and replacement of the kitchen. It's gets used a lot for cooking meals at the Senior Center, and the Meals on Wheels program is the primary kitchen for it. Needs a lot of renovation, and basically it's a kind of total gutting and reestablishment. The Senior Center's worked hard. They've went out and raised about $153,000 in contributions to help match some community development block grant funds that we've set aside for that. So the action in front of the commission tonight is to approve a bid to RF Benchmark Company of Manhattan in the amount of $255,800. There is a small deduct change order of $12,000. We're reducing the amount of contingency in order to get everything that they'd like to have within that project. And so I know a lot of folks are anxious for that one to get underway.
I know they come on once a month, and they're a little nervous because they were looking for churches or somewhere to cook their meals in the interim. So that could be interesting.
It could.
You know, and I just want to add, you know, our community just works so well together, and this is one of those projects where they had the Pine Foundation, the Goldstein Foundation, and the Flint Hills Foundation for Older Kansas. They put in together $153,000, so that's great, and I think that speaks well for our community. And then we had, you know, we did the rest of it. But again, when you have that collaborative effort coming in, and this is such a good project that they felt the need for it, so that's always nice to hear.
What's going on at the airport?
There's another renovation project. This is to consider a bid and consider award of a bid to Trinium Construction of Manhattan, Kansas in the amount of $287,450 for the renovation of the old fixed-based operator facility into the administrative offices for the airport. That administrative team has grown by quite a bit with the new security employees that we've employed in conjunction for the new flight or the larger planes that'll start May 5th at the end of the week. This was a plan for the administrative offices. The old administrative offices were very small, were in the old terminal building, and we didn't create any space for that. They've been in temporary space over on the east side of the airport in what was the original terminal building a long time ago. It's been occupied by some other folks. It's actually in a building that's slated for demolition. So it's an important project to make some improvements to the old fixed-based operator. That was for their air operations as a business. We need to put in some additional offices and some training rooms and that sort of thing. So we do recommend award of that contract. And then also there's a $9,865 contract agreement with Benmore Studio of Manhattan to do the administrative services for the construction. We also, at the airport, are recommending award of a contract to purchase a new aircraft rescue firefighting vehicle and some auxiliary equipment. This is a CIP item we've been trying to get a grant for quite some time, and we're successful in achieving a grant this year. The federal government is providing 90% of the grant. We're recommending award of a contract to Oshkosh Airport Products LLC in the amount of $787,880. Again, most of that's being covered by a federal grant. There's also just under $30,000 in specialty equipment that goes on that particular truck. This replaces a 1980 unit on the airport that's become somewhat unreliable. We've actually had to have a skid unit as a backup for it, and then actually Fort Riley comes over occasionally and provides some additional backup for us on some of their flights. And so our 10% local share will be about $81,772, and that's budgeted in our fire equipment reserve fund.
I don't know if that's what we're looking at. Right. By the way, we had a little bit of a scare the end of last week that was just strictly training. And Jesse Romo thankfully sent us a picture, and I don't know if that's one of your older pieces.
It is
there
one of,
that you could actually see on our picture from last week on our website.
Actually, I think think that's the newer one.
Oh, is that the newer one? Okay.
Yeah. We have two.
It looked like the real deal. We did get a phone call of someone very upset and very concerned and got a hot tip for you. And so I immediately sent out an email to everybody I could think of, and it was just training.
Yeah.
So
it was training. Important and training it does look that scary. They have live events, and so you have to bring in the model.
So it's a facility. Big day for MHK coming up here. Is it start the 5th?
The 5th, yep.
The new planes. And let's elaborate a little bit about some of those changes and also how that's going to affect maybe fares flying in and out of MHK.
Yeah, obviously, we don't control the fares. I think we can be a little bit hopeful that the more seats there are, the more seats that you have that might be available at a more moderate rate. It really kind of depends on when you're booking. I encourage you to book early as you can because that tends to get the cheaper flights. But we're going from essentially 45 and 50 passenger airplanes up to a 65 passenger airplane. A bigger airplane's got more headroom. I think one of the other significant things that probably hasn't been touted enough is these planes have more storage capacity. So one of the challenges we've had previously, especially when we're catering to military customers that have very big travel bags when they're going from place to place, sometimes those bags are enough to create additional weight that you can't fill a seat because they need the weight for the baggage. And so this plane helps resolve that issue quite a bit. And so it will have more headroom. It's an additional flight attendant. So it's a faster plane. You'll get there a little bit earlier. And so I think all of those things will point to some additional convenience and hopefully good pricing for customers that choose to fly out of there.
Right. Very good to know.
The other aspects that have been a cost for us, obviously, is the security improvements. Going to the bigger planes threw us into a new security category for our airport, and we have to provide more regular security, both on the unscreened and the screen side and the air side, to ensure adequate security measures are in place while the airport is open and even after it's not open. And it's really only closed and secure for gates and all doors from about midnight to 4 a.m. But there's other provisions that are taking care of watching that as well as spotty evaluation.
So. Nice to have an update. Before we go to a break, anything else on consent we want to hit lightly before
Yeah,
we
there
move
is.
On?
Or we can get them after break, whatever you want to do.
Let's go ahead. It's 9:45, and we have with us Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear. We'll check in on the rest of that agenda and maybe also hit some of the other meetings that are going on in the next week or so, or meetings that you've been attending, as the mayor has been, I know. Again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant.